How genetic modification of crops has helped with global food security. Today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The creation of herbicides complementing genetically modified crops was started with Roundup in the 1990s, but has expanded dramatically since then. As a result, farmers are able to produce larger crops on the same amount of land. Mike Wilson is a certified crop advisor who works with Wabash Valley Service Company in Grayville, Illinois.
25 years ago, if you made 150 bushel corn per acre in our neighborhood, you were top dog. You were really accomplishing something. And now, you know, 260, 270 is not unusual.
Wilson says Roundup Ready seed varieties were just the start of the revolution involving herbicide-tolerant varieties. It was also the start of weed resistance. Wilson says the battle is ongoing.
I've been in this business for a little over 50 years, and there's still things that really excite me. And right now, the abilities that we've got technologically with equipment to place seeds where they need to be placed, how they need to be placed, to record that. Real-time research in broadacre fields 28 years ago, you know, we planted a plot or a group of plots, or we planted side-by-sides, and we took a way wagon out to the field, and it was so involved. Now, we can map everything.
I'll have Wilson back again tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.